1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. Mesa County Public Health wants you to wear a mask. They say Omicron is spreading rapidly through the community, and wearing a mask is a critical tool to slow it down. The highest level of protection is the N95 respirator, followed by KN95, disposable, and cloth masks. Students returning to classes at CMU are masking up for the next 2 weeks. University officials say their COVID response team doesn't have access to data points critical for informing their response plan, so they're ordering masks in all indoor academic instructional spaces through February 4th, when they expect to have necessary data points moving forward. Investigators looking into the Marshall Fire say they're looking at the possibility it may have been started by an underground coal fire. Front Range Media say the dormant Marshall coal mine is near the area believed to be the starting point of the fire. The mine is one of 38 abandoned coal mines in the state, listed as having some level of fire activity. Crews working in Glenwood Canyon are using favorable weather to move debris out of the Colorado River Channel, where it washed down the canyon walls last summer. A conveyor system is in the river to move material from the riverbed to trucks, hauling it to Rifle. A single eastbound lane closure is in place for the work 22 hours a day. The job situation in Colorado continues to improve, the state unemployment rate falling to 4.8% in December. The Denver Post says nearly 9 in 10 of the jobs lost early in the pandemic have been recovered. A group called Stand for the Constitution kicking off the campaign season with a senatorial and gubernatorial debate featuring 5 Republicans running for U.S. Senate and 2 Republicans running for governor. The debate is tonight at 6 at the Grand Junction Convention Center. Tickets are $35. I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center.